miss something? Catch up right here with Claire and Dane.
Dane, I'm getting married in March.
Congratulations.
Which is crazy. Thank you. Thank you. Like you didn't know about this.
No, well done. Very happy for you both.
4 months away. Just over 4 months, I think.
Getting close.
Yeah. Kind of scarily close at the moment. We were going to purchase some rings online that we both liked.
Talking about wedding rings.
Yes, wedding rings. But my grandparents said to me, hey, your mum's cousin, her ring is available.
Okay.
And they'd like for you to have it. It's a family heirloom.
Right. Did you know your mum's cousins?
I did.
You know them?
Okay. Yeah. So mum's cousin, her name was Leanne. She passed away of cancer probably about 10 years ago.
Okay.
I remember being a young child and going to my first ever funeral of hers.
Okay.
And I remember her growing up as well, as a kid. So my grandparents brought the ring around while I was in Sydney over the past week, and fits me like a glove. It's perfect.
Rightio. What's it look like?
Gorgeous little gold band, perfect size for my finger as well, like just in width. It's not too thick.
Okay.
And, you know, just a few little diamonds, nothing over the top, which is what I wanted.
Yep.
And I was like, this is fantastic. Beautiful. Thank you so much. I'm in two minds though, because on one side of things, mum made a point where, and I was thinking it too, she said, you know, it's almost like this is Leanne's way of being part of your big day.
Right. Were you close with Leanne?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I went to see her when she was quite unwell and we were there for her when we were younger and all of that.
Okay.
So I've always felt like Leanne's watching over me as such.
Gotcha.
But on the other hand, she split up with her partner before any of this happened. So this wedding ring is from a broken marriage.
Okay.
And of course, she passed away from cancer.
So are you thinking from the bad marriage breakup, the fact she passed away from cancer, that this ring, for lack of a better phrase, is cursed?
Well, that's the thing. Like, do I look at it from that perspective, or do I look at it from she's watching over me and this is her way of being part of my big wedding day?
Or your life, because it's a wedding ring, you wear it forever.
Yeah. You know, is this supposed to be like a...
Oh, you're getting a bit, breathy and a little bit red. Is everything okay?
Like, I just don't know what to do.
Are you concerned that if you have this ring that the same things will happen to you? Or not the same, but some bad things will happen to you in your relationship?
Yeah, I'm worried that there may be. I've always been a bit funny about
superstitious things.
Yeah, superstitious when it comes to weddings especially. Like buying secondhand dresses from weddings that have failed or buying secondhand rings or anything like that. Because there's a reason why that ring is in a pawn shop, because it's not on someone's finger anymore.
Okay.
So now I don't know.
Interesting.
Well, whether to wear it or not.
I don't believe in any of that sort of stuff. I'm not a very superstitious human being. Although in saying that, I do wash the Broncos jersey after every loss to wash the loss away. So I know it's not on the same scale as this, but I don't know if I believe in that. Like, cancer is just one of those things. It can happen to anyone.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I'm not
attached to it. It's probably more the marriage breakdown.
Yeah,
thing
I'm not saying that necessarily I'd get cancer because of it or anything like that. It's more that there are
things attached to this ring.
Negative things attached. But I don't understand how you don't get that, but you wash your Broncos jersey.
All right. Well, what do you want to know on 13, 12, 16?
What do I do? Really?
Use the ring or not use the ring? Is it perhaps, for lack of a better term or phrase again, cursed? Stacey, 13, 12, 16, what should Claire do with this ring?
I think, you know what, Claire? If you're feeling superstitious about it, go get it cleansed. You know, cleansing? You know,
that's
like
a good point.
Good idea.
Do that because I reckon that your auntie would be so proud for you to have that on your finger.
Yeah.
And it'd be the best thing in the world. But if you feel suspicious or you think that the ring is cursed, just get all the bad juju out of it.
That's
a good point.
That's what I do. That's why I washed the jersey. Hey, thanks for your call.
Thanks,
I really
Stacey.
Appreciate it.
That's all good. You guys have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Look, it fits perfectly.
Cleanse
it. Like
get,
a glove.
Wash it. Yep.
So.
Man, that's what you need to do.
Yeah. Dane, time to talk Tinder.
Well, me and my fiancé met on Tinder. You and your fiancé sort of met on the thing before Tinder.
Well, no, it's just a different app.
Blender. Was it Blender?
Yeah. Tinder was still out.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
But Tinder have teamed up with a website called Pedestrian TV. You may know or heard of Pedestrian TV. It's a pretty awesome website. And they're doing something a little bit different. So if you are currently on Tinder and you're having a bit of trouble trying to find the right one or trying to get, I guess, your face and your profile out there, Pedestrian TV is going to hook you up.
Okay.
This is what it reads on their website. I've always wished that people could have their relationship status written across their forehead, simply so that singles would know who to approach and who to avoid.
How good would that be in a bar situation, you know, if everyone had like a little green or red light just on their back?
You know, like traffic light dress-up parties, but less tacky and more direct.
Yes.
Talking to someone to have them only drop a mention to their partner 20 minutes later is a waste of time, effort, and potentially cash.
Yes.
So because of that, they've teamed up with Tinder.
Yeah.
And they are putting a competition on where you submit a screenshot of your Tinder profile through the entry form and your Tinder profile picture, bio, all the rest of it could be there, featured as their main picture on Facebook, Instagram, you know,
for
all their platforms,
TV,
for pedestrian
right.
TV,
yes, okay.
To give you extra exposure.
But do you know what? I love the idea and I see what they're doing. They're helping out the single people around Australia. But the thing is, I post that photo. I post my Tinder profile, right? I'm in Griffith.
Yeah.
Pedestrian TV is nationwide. What if the love of my life's over in Perth?
Well, they may be. They may be.
That's a good point. I suppose you'd do anything for love, wouldn't you?
Exactly.
Well, not everyone would, but some people would.
So you could have your profile picture.
What would your profile picture be?
I don't remember what mine was. I think it was just a selfie.
Do you know what mine was?
Oh, geez. Here we go.
And I still ask Christy about this to this day. Because people try to pick their best photos, right?
Mm.
And they try to pick photos where they got glasses on. But a lot of people try to hide their eyes.
I don't get that.
Because people look different with glasses on than with their eyes. Anyway, for my 30th birthday a couple of years ago, I gave everyone a goodie bag that came to my 30th, like the old school. And I thought, how can I make this something special? So I made a little photo magnet for them to put on their fridge.
With your face?
Not just my face. It was me on the beach, lying down with my legs up on my belly, with my hands under my chin, with my legs up, with like battering my eyelids. And I signed them all and said, thanks for coming, Dane, for people to put on their fridge.
Now I know why we had a show bag.
So that was my profile picture. So if I sent that to Pedestrian TV, I don't doubt I would win with that sort of a photo. Well, it worked. I'm getting married now.
Don't worry, so am I. And fiance stands with him in a trench coat standing next to a car.
There's a lot about me that you and my fiance.
Just a note to all the Tinder guys out there, make sure that you have something quirky, because if it's just a photo of your face, we don't care.
But maybe that just works for you and I, though. People could be different to us.
13, 12, 16, if you've met someone on Tinder, what was their profile picture that kind of drew you?
What was the one? What was the photo that got you like, yep, this guy's the one?
13, 12, 16.
Even the one for that night. Let us know. 13, 12, 16. Nick's on Tinder. He's called us on 13, 12, 16. Nick, talk us through your Tinder profile pictures.
All righty. So they're fairly questionable.
Right.
Good.
We love that.
That's how it has to work.
The first one is me in a ball pit.
Yes. Nice.
Just, you know, to show that I'm a bit of fun.
Casual.
Okay. Yeah. How I got into the ball pit. Another one is kind of me from work, because I think I have a pretty cool job.
Yeah,
and it shows that off a little bit.
Righty-o.
Okay.
And one is just my Facebook profile picture, because I think I'm like many guys, and I don't have tons of photos of just me.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So the ball pit, has that managed to get you any girls?
It seems to have worked. I've had some dates and stuff off the back of it.
Great.
Nice.
I love it.
Perfect.
Well done. Quirky is the way to go.
It makes sense now.
It does make sense. The quirkier, the better. Hey, thanks for your call, mate.
No problem.
Yeah, we could see Nick on Pedestrian TV's Social Pipes.
Possibly.
Everywhere. In the not too distant future.
But look, if you do need a little bit of extra help getting out there, maybe submit your profile picture and 25 words of why you think you should be all over their pedestrian stuff.
Because I'm single AF and need some loving, maybe. That's what I'd write. She is Riverina's sweetheart, and I think we can claim her as Hit 99.7's own Joni Badenhorst. She joins us right now. Good morning, Joni.
Morning, Joni.
Thank you so much. I love being called your own.
Now, so exciting.
Yeah.
You have been named co-captain of the Australian Winter Paralympic team for Pyeongchang. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm still kind of speechless.
Yeah, it's amazing stuff.
So when did you find out that you'd been named this co-captain?
We found out about a week ago, but it was very hush-hush because the Paralympic Committee wanted to make the announcement beforehand. But it came as quite the surprise to me. Yeah, when they called me, I honestly didn't think that they were being serious. But yeah, they were totally legit.
So your reaction would have been one of absolute shock and awe?
Oh, yeah, and it still is whenever someone mentions it. I'm like, what? Me? Oh, of course, yes.
It's so exciting because, let's be honest, Sochi was pretty ordinary for you. Do you just want to remind us what happened in Sochi?
Yeah, so a couple of minutes out from my main competition, I actually crashed before I got to compete and broke my knee and collapsed my hip. So I got taken out of the competition before it even began.
That's brutal.
What have you had to do to kind of get yourself back to the position you're in now so that you're physically able to go and compete?
Well, saying lots of hard work is a massive understatement. I had like intense rehabilitation, but not only that, I had to basically learn how to walk and how to snowboard again.
Wow.
So that's why you don't see me that often, because for the last 4 years, I've just been trying to get my stuff in order so that I can kind of get the opportunity to put my best foot forward and show what I can do regardless of injury.
Yeah, absolutely. And so co-captain, that is what you've been named. Yep. What exactly does that mean though?
So basically, we are a gateway for the athletes to the personnel when we head over. We lead an incredible team over to the 2018 Korea Paralympic Games. Mm. We're there for moral support and making sure that every single athlete experiences the games the way that they want to experience it.
Oh, fantastic.
And making sure that we've got a snowboarding team and an alpine team, and traditionally those don't mix well. But we're all such amazingly good friends that... you know, the Mitch Gooley, who was named co-captain with me, we really want to bring this team together and just take over the most amazing team Australia's ever seen and, you know, show the world.
Yeah, well, it's happening in March. Do you have any other duties, like perhaps picking up the lunches from the tuck shop and delivering those to the team or anything like that, Joni?
So I got a little, like, card that I stand out front and I welcome all the guests.
Aww.
And they also get a free mug, yes, with every hug and a free mug. That's what I do.
That is awesome stuff. And now let's touch on this, because tomorrow you're actually off to Sydney, of course, for the Cosmopolitan Women of the Year Awards. You're up for an award in that as well. How are you feeling about that on Thursday?
I am incredibly excited. I absolutely love these events because I get to, you know, meet all my girl crushes of the year. It's like a super powerball of women. So I'm so excited just to be there and actually be present with all these incredible women changing the world.
Well, Joni, we wish you the best of luck.
Good luck
on
and
Thursday.
What we'll do, we might catch up with you on Friday to find out how you go.
Yeah, I'd love that. Give me a ring.
Excellent. It is Hit 99.7's own Joni Badenhorst, co-captain of the Australian Winter Paralympic team. Thanks so much, Joni.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
But right now we're saying hello to Lucy Durack, who plays Roxy in the brand new show Sisters, which starts tonight on WIN. Good morning, Lucy.
Morning.
Hello there. How are you guys going?
Yeah, good. I'm excited for this.
Yeah, it's something a little bit different. Now, the dad has burned down a lot of babies. There's only three sisters. You play Roxy. What a crazy sort of life situation this would be in real life.
Totally. And you know what is crazier is that this is a real life situation that has happened.
Wow.
And there's a couple of cases. There's at least three cases that we know of overseas, one Canada, one America, and one England, where an IVF specialist did supplement his own sperm and didn't tell anyone about it. And then years down the track came out and, you know, it's either come out or they've told people. And that's what happened in ours, is that Julius Beckley, played by Barry Otto, came out on basically on his deathbed and said, you know, I've been harboring the secret my whole life. I supplemented my sperm for over 100 babies.
Jeez.
And of the 100 babies that we all get together, because Maria Angelico, who's the original sister and Julius Beckley's actual original daughter, puts together a party of sorts at this kind of funny scout hall, and we all meet, and there's 100 brothers and only three sisters. And so then we all kind of, you know, we have this instant connection, and the three of us sisters kind of are we're all kind of misfits in our own way, and kind of underdogs. And we come together in an unusual kind of way and start our life as sisters. And yeah, it's that sort of crazy sort of, what would you do if you all of a sudden you realize you had a family you'd never known about?
But all three sisters are very quite different, aren't they?
They really are. So Edie is played by the beautiful Antonia Preble, who's a New Zealand actress, and she's a lawyer, and she's really amazing, and she's very smart, and she's very guarded. She's going through a lot of questioning of a, she's married and she's lived this very sort of 8A type kind of life, and all of a sudden it's kind of unraveling for different reasons, including the questioning of her sexuality. My character, Roxy, is a children's entertainer who has been an only child. They've all been only children up until this point, or thought that they were. Roxy is a children's entertainer, and I've been brought up by my parents, Magda Zabansky and Roy Billing, who are wonderful stage parents. And yeah, I've got a fairly serious prescription painkiller addiction whilst working on a children's show.
Now, there's a funny moment in the promo, Lucy, that I absolutely love. And I think it's one of the sisters admits to sleeping with one of the brothers.
Yes.
Is that like...
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit shocking, and that's what this show. That's Maria Angelica, who's our original sister. She plays Julia, Julius's daughter, and yeah, she has unintentionally slept with her brother, and that's obviously a fairly large risk if there's quite a few of you, and you all are probably living in similar areas to where you grew up.
Yeah,
yeah.
Not knowing that you're, you know, related to these people.
Well, Lucy, this show looks like it is just drama filled.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I mean, it's, there's quite a lot that they pack into every episode. Tonight's actually a 2-hour movie length premiere,
wow.
And then every episode after that is an hour. So yeah, there's a lot of ground that they cover.
And a lot of tremendous writers on the show. One of those is Rosie Waterland, who was here recently.
Yeah.
And she was she's a little cameo in the first episode.
She does. She and I actually have a little scene together.
Ooh.
And she is hilarious. You won't miss it. She's in, you know, bright yellow and white stripes.
Excellent.
And
we
share a scene together. She's pretty hilarious. And she's obviously an incredibly talented writer. I'm a fan.
Phenomenal stuff. Now, Lucy, just before we let you go, you and I are actually kindred spirits.
Oh, here we go.
You don't know this yet, but we are. We have a bond. And that bond is wicked. Now, you, of course, played Glinda the Good. I played the professor that replaced Dr. Dillamond in the community production here in Griffith of Wicked recently. So
we could basically do a bunch of scenes, like the classroom scene in Shiz University, couldn't we?
Inside
back live on air if we wanted to.
We could, but we've just run out of time, unfortunately, Lucy. Can't wait to check out Sisters tonight, 8:40 on Wynn, straight
it's
after The
fantastic.
Bachelorette. It's going to be great. Lucy Durack, thank you so much
for
your time this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Lucy Durack there. I forgot all the lines. That's why I didn't want to do it. It's 11 to 9. You're going to get with Claire and Dane on here.
Creepy creatures. They're all around us here in Oz.
Mm-hmm.
I love reading Reddit threads where people are like, oh my gosh, this snake. How could you ever live in Australia?
Yeah.
There's so many scary things.
Don't we have the top 10 deadliest snakes in the world just here in Australia alone?
Okay, so we've got the snakes. We do have scorpions here, by the way.
Spiders.
A lot more deadly spiders than other places.
And that's just on land. Then we go to the ocean, got the jellyfishes, the sharks.
Yeah. magpies. We're not exactly the most friendly country when it comes to friendly animals and spiders.
Well, and then you think of a koala, people are like, oh, they're cute and cuddly. Next minute, you've got chlamydia and they make the dirtiest sounds in the world.
You can't catch it.
No, but they're not polite animals, koalas.
But you know what's hilarious, right? I used to work in a call center. And in call centers, a lot of the time are backpackers.
Right.
With the koala thing, they legit thought that if you touched one, you would catch chlamydia.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, that's true.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And their cousins, the drop bears. Well, it's safe to say Australia is home to creepiness. Well,
and a lot of scary stuff.
Plus, yeah.
There is a bug that is currently freaking the internet out. No surprise.
From Australia?
Yes.
How big is it?
Look, it's only little.
Oh, right.
Right? It's only quite little. So
step on it.
Say that it's, you know, floor tiles, the square floor tiles?
Yeah.
It would only be like maybe 2 50-cent pieces at maximum in size on one of those tiles. Now, the
what
thing
an interesting
is,
comparison.
Well, it's the picture I can see, it's on a tile.
Oh, gotcha.
So I'm trying to figure out how big that would be.
So you just picked that up randomly off your tiled head. What's the size comparison? Floor tile would work. And then what could I put on the floor tile to make this comparison relatable to our listeners in the cars and at home? 2 50-cent pieces. Got it. Yeah, I've pictured that now. Perfect.
We got there eventually, yeah?
Yeah, we're there. Oh, we're there.
Well, look, imagine this. Imagine a moth sitting on a floor tile, right?
Yeah.
But then, you know those
just
really...
Just the size of 250-cent pieces.
Just a small moth.
Yeah.
You know those really annoying centipedes? The ones that have like the fur sticking out of them?
Yes.
Imagine four of those coming off the back of that moth, like just squirming.
Tentacles?
Tentacles.
Right.
It's legit a thing. It is a
moth. That's the bug.
With tentacles.
I thought some centipedes just latched on and trying to kill the moth.
No. This is an actual type of moth. Now, obviously, they're not really tentacles as such, but they look honestly like centipedes that have been stuck to it.
Intense. And what, do they know what it is? Or
Yeah. So basically, this video went viral on the internet. Yeah. And everyone was like, what is this? Of course, scientists did come out and they're like, hey, we know what it is. Don't worry.
Yeah.
It's a Crinatos genghis moth.
Yeah, that was my first guess.
Oh, yeah, totally. A species of Arctine moth found in Southeast Asia and Australia.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can we post it on our Facebook page so everyone can have
already
a look
done.
At it? Great.
Head to our Facebook page right now. I've actually posted the video, the original video.
Okay.
So you can see it in action as well. It's creepy as anything. Honestly, yeah. It's pulsating like tentacle legs or cornea sticking out of the back of its body are actually scent organs used to produce pheromones to attract a mate. Mate, you do need something to attract a mate with a body like that. No offense. Creepy.
Or a quirky Tinder profile picture would work for him as well.